Welcome back to Loud and Obnoxious, week 18. It would be 19, but we had to take a break, and we appreciate all those that were checking in on us, maybe worried that someone was dead in a gutter somewhere. It turns out everyone's live and well. We just had to go to our paying jobs last week. But speaking of, let's talk to those guys. How are we this evening, gentlemen? Phil, how's the day going?
Not bad.
That's what I like to hear. There sounds a little optimism in your voice. I like to hear it. Pierce, how are you doing tonight, Bubba?
Well, you know, Skip, I'm not bad either. Not doing bad. I mean, it could be better right now, but, you know.
Yeah, we could have recorded last week.
Yeah, okay, so I'll admit it was my fault. I was kind of busy, kind of had some shit going on. But, hey, we're back this week, and hopefully we won't miss another one.
Yep, so, I mean, obviously the holiday season is ahead, yeah. Yeah. Not everyone's Jewish with Phil, so some of us have to celebrate that Monday and travel that Tuesday. So we may have to end up being off the next 2 weeks, or at least have different delayed start times or something of drop dates. So
who knows?
Well, yeah. Don't worry, y'all get plenty of us at some point or another. It just may be a little delayed.
I've never heard anyone say they want to hear me talk more, so I'm sure they're okay with what we got going right now. So,
but it's good to hear that some people were at least upset by it. You know, like, oh man, at least like there's like four people that are consistently listening to us, so that's cool.
Yeah, we want to shout out those four people. You know who you are. Thank you for looking in, making sure we're all healthy.
Wonderful. Sparky, we're gonna have you back. I feel like you got robbed on your
I feel all the listeners got robbed. I mean, last week was a big week of sports between the coaching hires and the coaching disciplines. I mean, we missed an opportune time. So this week in the episode for the listeners, we're going to recap all that. I know it may be stale news for some of y'all, but what's not stale is our brutally hot takes and fun banter. So
Because we're pretty invested in a lot of it. So we have to follow through and finish it.
I agree.
We relocated.
Yep. And then, we'll go through all the college football ins and outs. We'll talk about sexy bowl games and what we expect. And then we'll go dive right into the NFL as we kind of get closer and closer to the playoff picture. It's going to get a little more intense. And then if we have time, we can talk about how Kansas kind of sucks at basketball, and maybe Duke too, because they both seem to fall to teams that, I don't know. We'll kind of touch.
I think that's good. Jumping the gun a little bit.
Hey, yeah. It's all right. Grayson's on the list.
Talk shit about Duke and Grayson Allen is good.
The list is alive and well. So
he got kicked in the face, had a shiner. They lost. Sir. I mean, Grayson had an all-around bad day the other day.
That's, I'm going to give and us I know credit. Why.
None of us feel bad for that either.
Uh-uh. It's great, man. It's so
great.
Well,
let's get started. Yeah. Since we got the whole crew here, there's only one thing left, and that's our boys over at Shinesty. I want to thank those gents for picking up the round of beers for this week for me and Phil as we have a delicious brew dog. And we want to thank us for such gnarly threads. Like I said last week when we had this same ad read, Shinesty has one mission and one mission only, and that's to make sure that you look fucking good. So whether it's retro neon bullshit or maybe a festive attire for a holiday party or New Year's, Shinesty has got what you need. So head on over to Shinesty.com. That's Shinesty.com. And use the promo code LOUD69. Let them know that the Loud and Obnoxious crew sent you over there. And you'll get 15% off your next order. Always want to start off the episode with the guys that are helping us catch a buzz, as well as for possibly one day paying our light bill. So OG sponsor, we do appreciate your help. Thank you so much. And all right. Boys, let's get this started.
Thanks, bros.
Yeah, thanks, bros. Phil, Pierce, I think this is your platform. I'm going to let you go ahead and recap. Y'all did, in fact, receive that extra year probation like you and Jim adamantly believed y'all wouldn't. But one thing did happen that I did not expect to happen, and I think you could agree. Your boy Hugh Freeze got off scot-free.
Man, isn't that some bullshit?
I can't believe it.
Okay, so what we all expected was going to happen was we weren't going to get the extra year of bowl ban, but Hugh was going to get hit hard. All the coaches were going to get hit hard because of the whole, like, head coach responsibility thing. It's like a new clause. That's why Patino just got fired, just no questions asked. They're like, we're fucked. He's got to go. So anyway, Hugh gets hit with all these infractions, so it's like, all right, Hugh's going down. Hugh gets fired from Ole Miss. He's really got no dog in the fight when he shows up to the Committee on Infractions. And what's what we learned? That he threw us under the bus. He told him that the booster culture at Ole Miss is out of control. unlike he had ever seen or imagined, and he could do nothing to control it. So basically,
he's probably not lying. It sounds like he wasn't lying. He definitely threw y'all under the bus.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to say he's lying. I mean, it's
why would a good Christian man like you lie?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, anyway, long story short, everyone else got show causes. Hugh Freeze got fucking nothing. He can be hired as a head coach right now, and he'd have to sit out 2 games at the beginning of next season if he was hired to be a head coach next season. If he's an assistant, nothing. And then if he's hired in 2019, nothing. That's it. That 2 games is only for the beginning of next season if he's a head coach.
I love hearing you all pissed off. It makes me laugh. So.
Dude, I'm so mad. Okay, because what happened was, so they hit us with the other bowl ban. And yeah, that's a big deal. But
No, that's not what happened. Ole Miss was not going to let just any player leave because it was by laws they didn't have to.
Stop. Dude, don't even talk about that. Let me fucking finish what I was saying. So anyway, everyone was confident in the no extra year. But so they gave us the extra year, but they didn't hit us with any more scholarships. They hit us with 13 scholarships. We've already done 10. So we only got hit with 3 more scholarships. So like the punishment was really, really weird. Like the bowl ban's allowing some kids to leave, but we're not really losing when we lost Shea, but word on the street is Shea.
Same sources that Jim Shoot has, right?
He wanted Freeze. No, probably not. Probably not. But dude, Shea was gonna go.
I can understand. That's fair. That's not crazy. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
No. That's not a big deal. Like people were talking about him going to Michigan a month ago. Like he's been following these fucking Michigan accounts for a while. But the funny thing is, they're gonna take Van Jefferson, who really was kind of unhappy with his playing time at receiver. Because the other guys, I mean, AJ just took over. Metcalf took over. The other guy leaving. We got a couple guys leaving, but Greg Little's staying. Our main guys are staying. The guys that contribute are staying.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I thought he was like the bread and butter. Everybody called him like the Lord and Savior coming in. Yeah.
He was the number one quarterback.
Well, yeah. I mean, they thought he was, but did he look great? No. He didn't really fit in the offense. Jordan Te'amu looked way better than Shea.
I mean, offense, that's why he's reasons, but probably one offense he doesn't want to play for Simple Jack. I agree. Hugh Freeze could even be the offensive coordinator at Michigan next year for him.
I mean, I guess he could, yeah, but probably not.
No.
I don't think that would fly up there.
I don't think Jim's looking for another one either, trying to get
him. So at the end of the day, we got hammered with some extra stuff.
I wouldn't say hammered. I think y'all got a little bit more, but I don't think it was that bad.
No, I mean, the extra bowl ban, it's really just the money at this point. I mean,
and
that's
the loss of a couple players here, and then a shitty recruiting class here and there in the last that's been overhanging.
So no matter what, this recruiting class was going to suck. Even if we didn't get the extra year, like we're pretty much going to have the same class. I mean, one extra year is really not a huge deal when you're talking to freshmen. It's really not. So the class we're going to have, it's going to be shitty this year, but we're going to have a shitty year this year no matter what. And then next year he can go out and recruit with no restrictions at all. So he's cool.
There you go.
Besides the restriction of him being Matt Luke. other than that, there's no restrictions. But yeah.
Brain thing is a slight restriction.
Yeah,
but it didn't hold Forrest Gump back. I mean, he became an All-American football player and a war vet, a war hero.
And he could drink more Dr. Pepper than fucking anybody. so much. So, yeah, at the end of the day, like, when I found out about Hugh, like, I didn't realize Hugh didn't get the show calls until about 2 days later. And I was reading an article that was kind of spelling it out, and I was like, holy shit, I didn't even realize that. And then I started thinking about it, and I read some more stuff, and sure enough, man, fucking his Bible preaching nonsense bullshit. But, you know, I got to say that Steve Robertson thought he ruined Hugh's career, but he actually saved Hugh's career. Because if Hugh was still our head coach, he would have gotten
But I don't think 5 years ruins. Our head coach. I mean, I don't think he would have gotten a 5-year show calls, but I do think he does have a pretty – I don't think Steve was trying to get him like divorced, but again, I don't know the insides and intricacies of a junkie's head. That should be a book.
I mean, you shouldn't. get it. I mean, yeah, somebody should write a book about that dumbass.
I vote for Pierce or Matt Luke. Ever, give him a green crayon. Or maybe one of the, yeah, give him a green crayon. Tell him to start writing.
Yeah, well, I mean, if Matt doesn't perform in his job in the next couple years, like, he'll have an opportunity to.
Well, speaking of which, you know, Matt Luke, I think we kind of joked that he got paid $3 million in his extension. Mississippi State went and hired a coach, and they're only paying him $2.7 million. So it's like there's room for either lots of progress. And I love Jomo from everything I've read and seen.
I like that you already call him Jomo.
Fuck yeah. I'm back.
You're all in.
I'm all in. I'm always all in. I'm already all in on the basketball team, and we've won 8 games against D4 schools.
Oh, God. I'm jumping off of our basketball team.
I know you were talking about yours in August. Oh. And y'all are like 5-6 or something like that.
Oh, we're 4-4 now. Yeah. God, it's been rough.
Yeah. But
AK will get it together. We'll be on the bubble. Don't worry.
You're a primo 6 seed in an NIT, but I think we're just kind of hoping to sniff the NIT this year.
Come on, bro. 6.
Oh, my bad.
We'll be like a 2 seed in the NIT, bud.
My apologies. Yeah.
So, a high bubble squad skill.
But we'll get back to football for a second. So I'm excited about the Jomo hire. He's not costing us a lot. A lot of Northeastern guys were, I guess, accustomed to hiring those at this point. But I feel John Cohen showed exactly what you're supposed to do if you know your coach may be leaving. Where we could look to something like Tennessee, that we mentioned it last time, is a huge clusterfuck, a dumpster fire, whatever you want to call it. And then since we last all spoke, it actually got worse before it got better with their hire of Jeremy Pruitt, who I like Jeremy Pruitt as well. Had he been the state coach, I'd been just as stoked as I am. But I mean, Phil Fulmer's like sabotaging John Curry, gets him fired. What the fuck?
Yeah, man. Wait, so are you talking about Mississippi State? Or are you talking about Tennessee?
I transitioned.
So you weren't even going to give us a minute to like even say anything about Jomo?
Do y'all know anything about Jomo?
No, I don't know anything. I just wanted to talk with you a little
Does
bit.
Does anyone value y'all's opinions on Jomo?
Well, look, Phil was just looking at me like, where the hell did Pruitt come from? I was like, I'm pretty sure he just moved on. But, like, I just wanted to clear the air for Phil. You know, he's a little confused.
I'm sorry, Phil. I didn't mean to put you in your mind in a pretzel.
Sometimes I
was just trying to ask a question without actually asking a question on the podcast. I was trying to whisper to Pierce. Where did Pruitt come from?
I just wanted a little picking on Phil. That was like the most innocent. That was the most innocent picking on Phil I could think of. It's been years since we had a good picking on Phil.
I
feel like people are probably jonesing for it. But ever since he's been able to reach me, I've been a little timid.
I'm an idiot. So where did Pruitt come from?
I was transitioning from Mississippi State's head coaching hire to like of how to do it properly with John Curry.
To how not to do it properly
with John Curry / Philip Fulmer.
I mean, they even like he was so bad at he was gonna hire who was he gonna hire? He was all set to hire Mike Leach. And they were like, no, you cannot hire Mike Leach. And they just fucking fired him. Like that guy Curry, man, is he not one of the biggest losers of all time? Like,
you wanna hear something crazy I read on the interweb? They said that John Curry actually like went rogue and got a plane via one of his friends or old contacts some other way and flew to meet Mike Leach in Los Angeles. And then when it found out that that's what he was doing, I believe that's when he was out.
That's when they fired him.
It was like, nah, we're not going to have you going rogue on your own. We're just going to fire you and give it to the guy that's been leaking all your secrets.
How could you think that was a good idea? I'm not going to tell my bosses about this. I'm just going to go interview somebody without their permission.
Well, I guess he was thinking like, hey, I just got to build a good case for this guy. I got to go see what he's going to say, and then I can – yeah, no, it's a terrible idea. I'm not condoning what he did. I'm just trying to get in
his
head.
That's not how to keep a job.
It must be cool, though, just to be like, hey, can I borrow that PJ? Take me to Los Angeles?
Yeah, how many people do you know with a PJ that would let you borrow it?
Yeah, like let me. Well, I guess that guy we were talking about,
Jimmy Haslam.
Yeah, the really rich guy. I'm sure it was one of his planes. So
I think he was on Team Fulmer in this situation, but I don't know that for. Don't hold me to that. I read it on.
I'm gonna hold you to it. I'm gonna be like, next week I'm gonna run it back and be like, play a bunch of laughter tracks, like, ha ha ha. This is what fucking Skip said. He was wrong. No, I wouldn't do that to you.
They're few and far between the opportunities to get me pierced. So you might as well take advantage of it.
I know. I'll take it when I get it.
Yeah, like me picking the Cowboys to win the East. Look how well that's turned out.
Man, I picked the Raiders to win the Super Bowl, I think.
Yeah, I
or at least be in the Super Bowl.
I had Raiders Packers, so I'm fine.
Yeah.
We're just.
Well, the Packers still got a chance.
Yeah, we'll cross that bridge too about how we can just hate the hell out of Aaron Rodgers back into maybe a IR injury again, re-injury.
I'm so happy he's back. I'm thrilled.
It makes the list segment so much better.
Yeah, and then we, like, because I mean, Butch is off the reservation. You know, we're not going to hear from that guy for quite some time.
God, I know.
I have been
back now too.
Who?
Jameis, but he had a terrible game.
Yeah, old Lamus, man. I think that guy's done overall.
I think some other stories broke about him being a shithead and like abusing folks verbally and maybe sexually assaulting an Uber driver back in the day. So he may actually have a couple bad publicities, little bad headlines coming through the ranks here soon. I don't know. But,
oh, lest we forget the eating his fingers as a W.
God, that's classic Lamus if I've ever seen one.
That was as bad as rape. No, I'm just – that was
– Damn, Phil.
Damn, I wish you'd have made it, though. You can't catch yourself and be like, bad joke. I feel like the people deserve to hear your
bad
joke.
He said it.
It's not even bad.
Yeah, he did.
He said it not to her. We don't need to hear it again.
It was that bad, or I just didn't even realize that it was a joke until he said it. I was bad choice.
Yeah, he caught himself about three letters in.
And I just had to finish it anyway.
Oh, that's great, Phil. That's fucking great.
So, sorry.
Anybody that may be offended. Yeah, we don't apologize often, but Phil does right here, right now. So, the list is going to be very prominent. We're going to have a nice little episode of the list, especially if A-Rod comes back. And then, like we prefaced in the early parts of the episode, Grayson takes a fall. The list is lethal, but
And Phil's due for a fall too. Like, we can't forget Phil's on the list, and Phil's the only one doing great on the list. So that can't continue.
Remember the slow play with Phil. You know, Saints. Saints look like they're starting to kind of. I mean, if Kamara, how long is he going to be out? I mean, there's a lot of moving pieces in that. So I'm not going to jinx myself because I still have a long way.
But going back to apologies, I'm definitely not going to apologize for rooting for terrible, awful things to happen to people on the list, whoever we put on the list.
I wish ill will upon all sorts of people all the time. Don't feel bad. I sleep like a baby every single night.
Yeah, I don't say it out loud all the time. Like, you know, most people don't even know they're on my shit list, and they just are. They live there permanently.
Well, Aaron Rodgers knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a weekly listener. Of course he knows.
Yeah.
Butch Jones knows.
Oh, Butch definitely knows because he's got nothing to do now but pump his ear holes full of us.
He's probably caught up on all the episodes he missed while he's out there recruiting.
Man, I'll tell you who was pissed we didn't have a new app last week was fucking Butch Jones. Butch was livid. Livid. How can you win at life when you don't have a new loud and obnoxious?
I think he also was hoping that we would slander Tennessee and that whole process a little bit more. And since it's not nearly as fresh, it's not as necessarily fun or as easy to do. So, Butch, we apologize. If you want to come on the podcast, talk it out, we can do that.
Butch, I can get you a new job. I'm not saying it's a coaching job, but I can get you a job doing something.
Yeah, the lady that cleans the shitters in our building is looking for help because, I mean, she's sweating like a motherfucker every single day.
You think he's good at plumbing? You think Butch has any, like, useful skills?
He's been in Knox for the last 3 years mopping up shit. I'm sure that he fucking has some experience working with toilets.
Oh, man, Skip, that was one of your best jokes of all
time. Stop it. You're going to make me
That's like a framer right there. Like, if we had a Mount Rushmore of best Skip jokes, that would be Washington. I don't even know who's on Mount Rushmore. Is he on there?
This kind of makes me feel like we're going to get deep into the woods of the algebra jokes again. Where we couldn't figure.
Oh, man. I still haven't used algebra since that week.
I think I can name three of the four. Give me – all right, I got this. Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, Roosevelt. Suck a dick, America.
Is that Teddy Roosevelt?
I would put Teddy up there because he has a badass stash and glasses. But if you put Franklin Delano, I mean, fuck, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking Teddy because you seen that movie Night at the Museum? Robin Williams plays Teddy.
He crushes it.
Crushes. Dude, what doesn't Robin Williams crush?
After Googling it, I am, in fact, a genius. So Kip's firing on all cylinders tonight, y'all. That's what happens when you don't smoke weed before podcasts.
Dude, that is some of the most basic shit to know, though.
Yes, well, usually in the basic department, we struggle really badly. So I'm pretty. I'm kind of proud of myself because I've never visited it either. So shout out.
No, I haven't either. Shout out to Skip. Skip's on a roll tonight. Well, yeah. Phil's looking at pictures of Mount Rushmore. Yeah, so I stand by that that would be Washington.
Yeah, I agree. Well, thank you. I know that's a compliment for coming from.
Yeah, it is. I like that. But the thing is, I don't remember the joke at this point in time, but when we run it back, I'll laugh.
Yeah, I don't have a clue. I just kind of talk sometimes and don't even know where, in the words of Michael Scott, I don't even know where it's going. So, but I know we were talking about Tennessee football hire, Butch Jones being a pile of shit and can't find a job. And now, let's talk about some more, I guess, job hires. TAMU. Jimbo Fisher jumps out of one, I guess, armpit of America into another. He's going from North Texas or North Florida to Texas. Woo! Welcome to the SEC West, Jimbo. God damn it.
Yeah, but he's going to Texas with $75 million guaranteed.
Guaranteed, man. Y'all, he could go and, like, just take a shit at midfield every day until he gets fired.
Manziel did that.
Quarterback in the NFL that's guaranteed $75 million.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's fucking nuts.
Look, if they're not going to kick Johnny Manziel off the field while during his heyday of like banging whores and blowing coke at the bar at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I don't think Jimbo Fisher can get fired for pulling a Bobby Petrino or anything worse. I guess he could even pull like a fucking Al Franken or a Harvey Weinstein almost and probably still keep his job if he can win 10 games at Texas A&M.
Yeah, well, he's got to be careful in today's climate.
But, Texas has their own climate down there. As long as you carry a pistol and yell, you know,
but,
Texas.
I vote Republican.
Yeah. I vote Republican. So, you know, gig them.
That's all you got to do. You just got to say whatever you're going to say, and then at the end of it, you say, fucking Texas. And then everything's excused because you can do it every like, yeah,
swords are legal in Texas. I'm pretty sure Jimbo is going to be able to get away with whatever he wants.
I just don't think Jimbo is really somebody that's going to go out and raise a bunch of hell, though. Like, I think Jimbo is going to be like getting drunk at his house.
I don't think that was ever the issue with Sumlin, but yeah, if we're talking about ways Jimbo can.
What you were talking about? I still can't find Johnny Manziel or something.
I'm saying if Johnny Manziel doesn't get tossed out of school, then there's no way Jimbo doesn't fulfill or get his 75. Is all I was saying.
How gangster was it though? Like he didn't take any of his shit with him when he left, but he took the time to throw his fucking Christmas tree on the sidewalk.
Well, he came.
Like, he didn't have to do that. Like he didn't have to do that at all.
He's denying.
Yeah, I heard on Dan Patrick a totally different story. He was like, "Man, that fucking tree was a piece of shit and it broke. I threw that out before I even accepted the job. It was just a shitty tree, and it was fake, okay. So." It makes it easier to break, I guess, but at the same time, if you're getting paid $75 million, you can throw about 7,000 trees out into your yard.
Well, why would you have a fake tree if you're fucking rich?
Yeah, I don't think
laziness. I think it's more laziness. Like, he's a football guy. He doesn't have time to water a tree or put ornaments on.
Okay.
He's buying something that comes in a box, already lit up, doesn't have to fucking do any of that. Does he have a wife? I don't know. Now you're just being – I mean, don't be so sexist, Phil. Jesus.
Wow. Yeah, geez, if you have a wife and kids, generally you're going to have a fucking nice Christmas tree with all the good shit on it.
Yeah, that's another point. Like, you know, what's that say about his wife? If she lets him get a fake fucking tree, she's lazy too.
It doesn't say anything about his wife. What does she have to do with it?
Yeah, it does. It says they're late because, like Phil just said,
or
like
it
your
says
family.
They don't care about Christmas.
Yeah, maybe they don't. Maybe
Phil, how
like
much does your family care about Christmas?
Do y'all decorate half a year? Do y'all do half a tree and then half a like a star or something?
Well, I happen to come from a broken home, jerk.
Who doesn't? Man, we're all '90s babies. Our '90s kids. Everybody's doing.
My dad's family is Jewish, and we're celebrating Hanukkah next week. And then I'm going to New Orleans, spend time with my.
With your Christian family.
Do you get like a couple small gifts from your dad's family and then you just load up at the end of it like it's a Grand Prix? You're like, oh, and at the end of this, you get a huge trophy and all these other gifts from the Christian family?
I do get both. I do get both.
Wait, so...
That's well done, Phil. You have figured out the broken home holiday schedule.
It's on Christmas Eve, so, you know.
That sucks.
Yeah, I used to know this kid that had a birthday on Christmas, and I used to think it was really cool when I was like 6 or 7. But when I got older, I was like, man, that's really shitty because you only have that one day to look forward to all year instead of 2 days to look forward to all year.
Well, or you could pull a Kip and celebrate your birthday for 12 days and just be a drunken buffoon walking around the whole state.
I have heard it's his birthday like for the past 4 days.
Yeah, I didn't know when his birthday was.
I was like 11 days ago.
But the first fucking question, without doubt, when somebody sees my driver's license or I write my birthday, they're like, oh, Christmas Eve. Do you get screwed on presents?
Yeah, because that's what people think about. Wait, so I was under the impression that Hanukkah presents weren't really good presents. Like, they just gave out a bunch of, like, wooden dreidels and shit.
Well, that's because they get like, presents. They just get a wad like, full of cash, too.
I haven't celebrated Hanukkah since I was 4 years old when I lived with my dad.
Uh-huh.
Like, they just give me, like, one...
You get, like stocks and gold.
How many... Oh, you get, like, a bond, like a savings bond or something? Is that why savings bonds
still For the exist? Record, I'm very pro-Jew, but it's really funny. This is really fun. Too. This is a lot of fun.
Well, no. All right,
I've just always been curious.
I'll tell you when I was like, damn, I should have been Jewish, was when my half-siblings were bar mitzvahed and bat mitzvahed, and they were getting, like, $100 or $1,000 checks from people they didn't even fucking know.
Yeah. See, they got a lot of holidays. What's Yom Kippur?
That's when they fast, huh?
I made my confirmation and I got a fucking Bible. And I was like, whoa, that's
I could have told you that was going to happen, Phil. You could have just asked me.
Well, I'm older than
you. Yeah. I got baptized. I don't know when it happened, but who gives a shit? Let's get back to sports. I wish you happy holidays, Phil, no matter how many weeks off you take from work. No matter which one it is.
Yeah, and shout out to all the Jewish folks out there.
Yeah, we like y'all more than we like Phil.
I meant no disrespect. I just didn't understand it, and I'm naturally curious, so I asked a couple questions, you know?
Well,
Mr. Gray, if you want to come and talk about your faith and come on the podcast, you can come talk about it.
I'd love to hear about Phil and his young Hanukkah days. I'd love to see some pictures of him at temple.
Yeah, exactly. So besides that, we'll do. That's a great segue. We'll go from temple to bowl games.
Yeah.
Yep. So first game on the docket, we're going to talk about me, and then we'll talk about y'all.
Of course. Well, we don't need to talk about me because you know what? My team is banned from a bowl game. But we could play the game where we try to figure out what bowl Ole Miss would have gone to.
You can play that after we stop recording. Let's just go ahead and keep on going.
Okay. I'm just trying to have some fun here, Skip. talking about your bowl game. Go ahead. I know you want to beat your dick about it.
No, I'm actually not that excited about ours. I'm just trying to go through the progressions of the whole podcast, not get caught up. So State, Louisville, we don't have a coaching staff and we don't have a quarterback. So Louisville's probably going to run amok on us. But hey, it should be fun to watch. Bet the over. What y'all got?
Points.
Yep.
I love
it. That cash register.
What place did Lamar Jackson finish in Heisman? Was he third or second?
I think he was third. I think Bryce Love or whatever his name is got second. Yep.
So I think State could still give him a good game.
Our offense probably won't be fully inept, but without a coaching staff or anybody that like the guy that's calling the game is not any bit qualified to do such. But fuck it, it's a game that doesn't really count, but it's fun. Let's the players go enjoy themselves. But sucks to have to go and possibly take an L for the conference when we know we like to strut the dicks around for. For bowl bragging purposes. But hopefully y'all can pick up the slack, Phil. You got a nice little bowl game.
Yep. Notre Dame. We played them in the Sugar Bowl about, 10, 11, probably 11 years ago.
Was that Brady Quinn's heyday?
Yeah. And Jamarcus Russell got drafted number one because of that Sugar Bowl.
Whoa, that was one of the biggest mistakes of all time.
Brady Quinn was at Pat O's on New Year's Eve, and we were at the table right next to him, and we were definitely talking shit to him.
Oh, I bet you were, Phil. I would love to have been there for that.
He was totally scared.
Yeah. Duh. Man, I'm stoked about this Boca Raton Bowl. I'm not sure about y'all. Akron versus Florida Atlantic. Yes, sir.
Wait, FAU doesn't even get to go to a different bowl. They have to stay in fucking Boca?
That's why I mentioned it, because it's at their home stadium.
That sucks. Everybody knows we're a very big pro Lane podcast. I was cheering for him to get a P5 job real fucking bad. And I was lobbying for him to get the state job.
Nobody went after Lane.
You know, he probably started earning his bones a little bit.
He thinks he's got a good thing going there.
No, that's not it. He's got to be. That's not. He's got to earn his bones.
No, bullshit. He politicked for the Tennessee job.
He did, but like nobody leaves after 1 year. I mean, Willie Taggart's a cocksucker for leaving Oregon like that. Like nobody does that. You know, 1 year.
Bobby Petrino does that.
Oh, Bobby, yeah, he's a piece of shit too. He should probably be on our list, Bobby Petrino.
I kind of like it what he does. He doesn't give a fuck if he's in the limelight. Just goes out there and beats up some fresh 19-year-old blonde box and then rides around with it on the back of his scooter. That's called class, motherfucker. We're Team Bobby Petrino here on this podcast. He may not be a good person, but he beats up fresh box like that. You got to give the man at least a nod.
I wanted LSU to hire him last year. I'm not even lying.
That would have been a good hire because y'all are usually offensive.
Tell me how many coaches out there that are just like nice, good people.
Probably hardly any.
Remember that guy that used to tweet out a bunch of Christian Bible shit? Turns out he was the same way. So I'm with Phil. There's probably not any really actually good people out there.
There's definitely not. I mean, like
the Saints were the best when Sean Payton was cheating on his wife and stealing Vicodin out of the fucking pain pill cabinet.
Allegedly. I think we have to say
allegedly.
Unless you
and putting, you know, bounties out for on guys' heads.
You don't have to say alleged on that one. You are actually proven to be cheating in that regard.
100%.
Oh yeah. And speaking of that, the guy that snitched on the Saints just got hired by the NFL.
Oh, huh. Funny how that worked.
Yeah, huh?
Good figure, huh?
That's what happens when you got Roger Goodell running your fucking league.
Yeah, that guy seems to be a pretty big piece of shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the guy. We're not friends. But, you know, if we were, we probably wouldn't be.
He's not a very friendable guy.
Yeah. What do you think? He's got like 8 friends?
Who? I don't know. He's got a lot of money. And people that have $40 million seems to attract some kind of friendship.
Yeah, but they're not really friends. They're just hangers-on. They're like, ha-ha, watch this. I'm going to screw Roger out of $100,000. Check this shit out.
Still counts, I guess.
That's what I would do if I was, you know, friends with Goodell. I would just try to scheme him the whole day.
Hey, man, you should really invest in this badass penny stock I got. It's this new, similar to Bitcoin, but different. Yeah,
it's a penny stock that costs $200,000. Just Venmo
me.
Hit me up, Raj.
So, there's probably some shitty guys out there, but at the same time, those would be great hires, you know, so you can't really knock. All of which would be a better hire than the 6 people that turned down, or the last 4 people that turned down Tennessee. Did Bobby Petrino turn down Tennessee? Tell me out.
I don't think so.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. That was a tangent. I didn't mean to go off on that.
Did you get some? Oh, no. It was the AD that hired him, but he's gone.
John Curry?
At Louisville, there was some ridiculous clause in his contract that he couldn't leave.
But now that AD's gone,
right?
They were saying Petrino might have been on his way out. Yeah, I remember that when all that Louisville shit went down. People were saying that Petrino might not be there next year, but it seems like he's going to be there. Yeah, because
he wouldn't fire. Yeah, okay. Sorry, it's been 2 weeks. We had to kind of knock the rust off. I couldn't remember exactly. Yeah. So, Phil, you think y'all demolish Notre Dame? Is that how that's going to go?
Absolutely.
Word. I'll take that. I like that.
I've already given you my opinion on Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And even though I think the Tigers suck too, although I do give them credit for bouncing back this season. But, you know, we do have Coach O as our coach, so.
Coach O going to coach him up. He's going to be ready for that bowl game. Yes,
enough
sir.
Said.
Gumbo.
Gumbo. They got gumbo on the menu. You see that?
We'll play football, and football, and football, and more football.
football, LSU Tigers.
Go so
Tigers.
I feel like go every Tigers. Time someone mentions Coach O, that's automatically there is a an impersonation come behind it. Like, I should wear a helmet when I walk. Go Tigers.
Yeah. Impersonations of him are...
He's a great guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it seems the players like to play for him, and he probably does some pretty outlandish shit, like rip his shirt off.
Okay, all right. Here's
85
one.
Monster energy drinks a day.
Okay, here's one. Who's smarter, Matt Luke or Coach O? Like, scholarly, like, if they were to, like, take a standardized test, who do you think would perform better?
Is it time, or is it unlimited? Because we all know that this can't just talk with a little more slowness to it.
You can't put a time on it. Just they just have like 100 questions.
Can we put that poll up on our Twitter and Instagram?
Man, probably. Like, I'd like to know who's smarter.
So what we're talking like the Wonderlic test or something like that.
Yeah, the Wonderlic does football. We have to do non football.
Yeah,
they have to take the ACT. They have to take the ACT
football questions.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing. Was like the ACT, like some kind of standardized test, but not that long. Because I mean, I don't think either one of them could complete a 4-hour test or anything.
They can't complete 4 sentences.
Yeah. So like, but it's just funny how similar those two are. I'm always going to connect those two as
justifiably so. And if you think about it, they were both hired by the same coaching the search firm.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's, you know, and it's just the whole same thing. But yeah, they'll probably last about the same amount of time as well.
Wonderlic's 50 questions.
Yeah, 50. Okay. So Wonderlic, that was like, you know, basic knowledge, like, well, who are the 4 presidents on Mount Rushmore? I guarantee Coach O or Matt Luke can't answer that. I'll give Matt Luke a better chance. I think Matt Luke, I'm riding with my guy. I'm going to say my guy's smarter.
All right. So, like, the Wonderlic definitely isn't football.
Yeah. Question. It's more time. It's like a time decision making.
Here's
question.
An example of one. Which number comes next in the series? 99, 33, 11. 3 2/3.
Phil, it sounds like you would struggle in the Wonderlic, but I think the questions actually revolve around like making sure you don't waste too much time on them. So like you don't have a lot of time. So the theory is if you can't get it, just go on to the next one. So it's about like decision making skills. I don't think it's
like you're reading the fucking pass coverage, bro. On to the next one. Covered on. Yeah. Covered on.
Going through those quick decisions. Go through progressions. I mean, as a football player or ex football player, I wouldn't know because I'm not one of those. But I bet the Wonderlic would fuck me up, so I'm not going to really talk too much shit. But I don't think either of those guys would do too well in them.
But I'm going to say Luke's probably smarter.
Phil?
I bet Coach O can't even read the ingredients on his stimulants that he takes every day.
I bet you they're probably
Spanish. I don't know what it
they're
is.
Probably in Spanish.
His wife probably reads
it. He probably gets them in Mexico because they're not legal here.
Oh, Coach O definitely buys this shit from Mexico for sure.
Or he just goes down.
Absolutely.
You can go down to New Orleans and get anything he wants if he just walks a couple blocks off certain roads. From what I hear,
you see him buying off-brand everything. I don't know why.
Except for Red Bull. He doesn't skimp on the good stuff.
He probably gets that for free.
Well, yeah, that's cool. That's a good guy as an endorsement.
Because of Coach O, like, oh,
what if Coach O was one of those like brilliant minds that's like he can't fucking do like basic math or fold his own laundry, but if you ask him to like scheme up plays or like count how many players are on the field at a certain time with how much time's left on the play clock, he does very well. Like he's an idiot savant. He knows all the ingredients of like etouffee and knows how much cayenne pepper to throw in if it says, you know, 2 teaspoons. But couldn't measure out water if he had to.
That's the majority of football players. These kids can't fucking pass, you know.
They're not the sharpest knives, but
all these kids have people doing their work for them, but you put a fucking playbook in front of them, and they would
run really fast.
Blow your mind with how much shit they know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Just selective knowledge, I guess.
It's what you're fucking interested in. You're always going to be smarter at something that you're interested in.
I mean, you would think, but some people are just flat out dumb.
Yeah, I'm stupid as a rock when it comes to sports gambling, and I love doing it, and I spend a lot of time doing it.
There's nobody that's good
at sports gambling. Yeah, but yeah, they're just smarter than you are. That's just like an overall advantage, you know? Like, that's a reason there's casinos are so big and you're so poor. It's because they're really good at gambling and you're not.
That's true.
It's just It's really simple.
That's fair. That's a very fair assumption.
They wouldn't exist if they sucked, you know?
They would exist.
Like, nobody's good at gambling. And all the people that say they're good at gambling are lying. Like, 100%. 100%.
That's fair. That's, yeah, and that's probably true. So, at the same time, you know, two for the money, shout out John Anthony. But, so we've got...
Yeah, so there's, like, your rare, like, 1 in 8 billion that are really good at gambling.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to beat the house sooner or later.
Let's speak about beating the house. It seems Saban has managed to do that, and he snuck his happy ass back into the fucking playoffs. Deservingly so or undeservingly so, we've kind of all debated who's going to come out of those brackets. Who y'all betting on in that?
Man, I think they deservingly got in. I just think you got to give it to them.
It depends on what is deserving. I mean, is winning your conference make you more deserving?
No, they proved that last year when they left Penn State out. They don't give a fuck about conference champs.
They deserve it.
Yeah, exactly. They set the precedent last year.
They shouldn't have been penalized for losing later in the season than, you know.
And like, plus, Ohio State had two losses. Two. Count them. Two.
That's fair, sir. So do you have Clemson? Phil, are they going to be comparable to the number one seed Clemson?
They're going to be Clemson.
Yeah, they're mad at Clemson. They're going to be healthy. They got all this time off. Nick is still angry over last year.
There's no Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. That's, I mean, this really new guy is kind of like Deshaun.
I mean, that's your boy, I just, Pierce. You sucked his dick like all the way till October.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're good.
I thought y'all were in like a Facebook relationship at some point early.
I mean, because Clemson's real good, and I knew that week one. I mean, it wasn't tough to see. You know, it was all about, do they have a quarterback? Yeah, they do. He's good. But I just don't think they're going to beat Bama. Because I just want it to be Alabama-Georgia so bad.
Not to mention, Bama has to go hop, skip, and a jump to play in the bowl game to New Orleans.
Peach Bowl. Oh, maybe it was. That's the championship game. Sorry.
Yeah, no. The semi is Sugar Bowl, Clemson, Alabama. Georgia has to go out to L.A.
Yeah, which is on fire right now. Fucking crazy. Y'all seen that shit?
That's bizarre.
It looks nuts out there, man.
Yeah, there's
absolutely nuts. They say it's just gonna burn through like Christmas. That's a long time. This would like some raging ass fires to be burning in your backyard.
Okay, so I don't think Clemson's gonna have any issues traveling to New Orleans. I don't think Georgia fans can get from Atlanta to L.A. quicker than Oklahoma fans will probably be able to get drive from Norman or wherever the fuck that is to their nearest. I don't even know where the nearest goddamn airport is to Norman, Oklahoma. So I think Georgia won't have any like
Oklahoma City.
Like, are they even like close at all? Do we know that? Or are we just shooting from the hip there?
It's not, dude. All the like actual towns in Oklahoma are fairly close together. Maybe the rest of the state's kind of a fucking
Dust Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
I've heard that before. I came up.
Yeah, well, I just know that when I drove through Oklahoma City, I saw signs to Norman, and I feel like it was like 2 hours or less away.
Yeah, I feel like I've driven through or by Oklahoma City.
Just guess.
Yeah, fuck it. Well, all right. So the line is Georgia's -1.5. Who you got?
Dogs. Woof, 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 woof.
Sick 'em.
Yeah, dude.
Phil?
I mean,
sick 'em dogs.
Okay, I gotcha. I didn't know if that was like a bear joke or what. And then who you got? And Bama, Clemson lines -2.5 currently. Bama is favored.
Bama, roll tide.
But
I'm not going to intentionally root against Bama. I'm not going to roll tide.
That's a championship thing.
So what Phil is trying to get out is he doesn't want to use an official anchor here. He just is cheering for the SEC to do well. And if that's the case, he's going to come back and anchor the fuck out of Bama in the championship.
I cannot wait to roll tide in the finals.
All right. And then Pierce, who you got? You got, I guess, Bama as well.
I mean, yeah, I just want that all SEC title game, baby. That's all I want to see because I want the whole country to be pissed. And it's great. Like, you know, you were saying earlier that song about, I don't know. I just want the SEC.
I'm thinking Georgia. I got Georgia and I got Clemson. I think Clemson somehow finds a way. That defense, yeah, I think they're going to be – I mean, I think all four teams in are going to make for great entertainment and great football.
I think the best possible matchups, Clemson, Oklahoma, as far as just like a points bonanza goes, like that game would be like 64 to 61 or some shit.
I don't know, man. Clemson's got 11 guys on defense that are all highly stout.
Has anybody stopped Baker Mayfield this year? No.
Iowa State.
Yeah. He still has a bunch of points on them, though. He's going to get his, is basically my point. Nobody's held Baker to like 14 points this year.
Well,
he's
gonna Bama definitely stop him.
Maybe. But if you can throw the ball down the field, you can beat Alabama. So
that would be a great matchup too. Bama, it would be Oklahoma. A great matchup.
I just think the best matchup on the field would be Clemson, Oklahoma. For taking it over. That's just my opinion though. You can have your opinion too.
That's like your opinion.
Dude. Yeah, it's just what's opinion. Cool about this country, man. You can like have your own opinion.
All right. Well, as we get closer, we'll probably – I know we were all talking at the same time earlier about possibly having another episode before the bowl game starts.
We're going to skip. We got to have a bowl episode.
We will have a special bowl episode, as well as we're going to let y'all know now, we have created a pick 'em pool where winner will get free shit from the website picked out by me, because I'm the only one with taste. I know this because I've seen the other two gentlemen. It's called L&O Podcast.
Yeah, y'all should see his hair right now. It's great.
Everyone knows already. It's L&O Podcast in the ESPN Capital One Bowl Mania. Join us. Winner will get maybe a gift card for Christmas as well as, or, you know, for post-Christmas as well as some stuff.
You better get something cool. Okay, you're going
to
get
Maybe we'll team up with our guys over at Shinesty to send out some new stuff. So go look at Shinesty. See what you would do with a gift card. But also sign up on ESPN, the group called L&O Podcast. So we'll do a little pick 'em, see who's about.
And invite your friends' friends, and your mom's friends, and your dad's friends. Definitely invite your sister's friends. Yeah, we like sisters.
It's like, yeah, it's kind of like March Madness, but for football junkies. So join us, won't you?
See if you can beat us. I don't think any of y'all can beat Phil, because Phil's a goddamn machine when it comes to picking.
He's also
shit.
An idiot savant, like we spoke about earlier. He's kind of in that same boat with Coach O and Matt Luke. So if you think you can beat the anchor, come and challenge the anchor.
That's the meanest thing you've said the entire year.
I'm sorry, Phil. I didn't mean that. That's mean.
Man, but it's been too long since Phil had his feelings hurt. So, you know,
right.
It's been far too long. So, you know, if it can just be like a little bit of feelings hurt for Phil, it's cool. I feel like tonight was a good night for
but
them.
I can say because I'm from a distance.
I'm not sure. I know that I'm a little bit smarter.
I would fucking hope so, Phil. God. Those guys literally wear Velcro because they can't tie their shoe. Better be smarter than them. But speaking of picking on Phil, let's just kind of march on in with this segment right here. Saints lose last Thursday to his favorite opponent, the Dirty Birds.
Yeah, that stung for sure. I mean,
Carolina beats Minnesota too. I mean, that's a tough. Yeah, you got a tough division, brother.
It was a rough week, but I had a feeling the Saints were going to lose to Atlanta at Atlanta on Thursday night. And, I mean, we lost, breezed through the pick, but the officiating was terrible. And I feel like we did look like the more talented team that night, but we lost. And no excuses.
Yeah, I mean, and you're right. When you say on the road, on a short week, against a divisional opponent – their backs are against the wall at 7-5. Everyone's creeping up on them in the wild card. They had to have that win. So you're definitely right in that regard. I don't remember
tough spot.
I don't remember any one play being particular. And I sat with you during that game, and I mean, I caught a nice buzz, but I didn't think the refs have ruined all of NFL. The product on the field this year has sucked. It's always stop go. It's always questionable calls. So I don't think it stuck out any more so than the game last night or the Eagles game yesterday afternoon. Nothing in particular jumped out at me except for Breeze fucking up in the end zone with 30 seconds to go and cost me my goddamn bets.
Yeah, no, that was ill-advised.
But and Kamara going down sucks. I mean, so you lost a weapon in there. So I don't know if it's necessarily like a panic situation, assuming Kamara comes back. But with Carolina.
Well, we also have the Jets this week
with Al McCown.
Bryce Petty starting, I think.
Damn, but that's lethal.
I have a friend that always says whenever the team's missing their start, a terrible team is missing their starting quarterback playing a great team, is bet the house on the fucking terrible team.
You're not a great team, so you're okay in that notion.
We're pretty, I mean.
They're pretty good, though.
Yeah, but you're not a great team by any
means. I mean, we're no Cowboys. Come on.
Hey, yeah, you're only two games up, and we're without our inept, also stupid fucker running back. So it's okay. But, yeah, I don't think we're going to make the playoffs because both you and Minnesota shit the bed this past week.
No.
I mean, that killed it for us, pretty much. We needed Carolina to lose just to drop a spot, get closer to us, and we needed y'all to take care of business on the road because that would have made
Carolina and Atlanta have to play each other again.
And y'all in Atlanta have to play again.
Yeah, Christmas Eve, my birthday.
It's crazy. So I heard on Dan Patrick today, they said it. The NFC South is the only division, but the last eight games in the division are all interdivisional matchups. So, like, y'all run the gauntlet between, like, y'all, Tampa, Atlanta, and Carolina all beat each other up a lot in the last couple weeks. And I don't know if that's a smart play or not, but I guess it's interesting.
Yeah. But
what the fuck, Pierce? Are you cooking?
Yes, he is, actually.
All right. Well, appreciate it.
But why would you be thinking about the rest of your division when you're playing a divisional opponent?
No, I'm saying because they have all of those games, you can have a great start to the season and end up fucking shit in the bed at the end of it by playing six games and your last eight are all against your divisional opponents, and that's where you could lose your division and cost yourself the season. I'm just saying it's a risky way for that to be drawn up. And if I'm an NFC South coach, I wouldn't like having to play divisional opponents back to back to back late in the season.
As a fan, I don't like it.
Yeah, it probably causes a lot of headache and a lot of heartburn.
Yeah, it is some bullshit, but you know,
kind of like Kip's face.
Playing Atlanta.
Yeah, I had to get that in. I'm sorry.
Playing Atlanta twice in 3 weeks that's just stupid. I mean,
and
it's fun. No, it is. But fuck that.
Are y'all done with Carolina for the season already?
Yeah, we swept them.
Okay, so y'all got
them. That's why we're tied with record wise, but still in first.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, but at the same time, let's talk about Carolina for a quick second. They look pretty – they've kind of come on pretty strong. And when you look at the whole body of work, yeah, they may have lost to y'all twice, but they've been able to beat Minnesota when Minnesota was streaking, and they went on the road and beat New England. So, I mean, they look like they – if they can for some reason keep Cam healthy and their wide receiver core is made up of, like, Mississippi State athletes. I mean, fuck. I don't even know who's behind Devin Funchess. Ed Dixon's their leading receiver. Fucking tight end that's the backup to Greg Olsen. Like, they seem to be clicking as well. So, I mean, it's a toss up in the NFC.
No, they're scary, but they're inconsistent. You know, they, 1 week they look like a Super Bowl team.
They're hot and they're cold.
Yeah.
What was that?
I think it's either Katy Perry or Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Good work.
I couldn't remember the next line, but sorry, it's not some 30 minute tweezer. I thought it was a perfect line for right now.
Sick burn, dude.
Yeah.
Sick fucking burn. God, Kip's on fire tonight. He's made some really bad references, but other than that, like, I feel like you're really shocked.
Katy Perry references aren't bad. Get the
fuck. Yeah, she's hot. Actually, they're both hot. Taylor Swift is too.
Taylor Swift nudes were leaked last week. Go to celeb@jihad.com. That's an
Yeah, that doesn't sound like something that's just gonna fuck your computer up.
Teach their own, my friend.
Hop on over to Celeb Jihad real quick. Check it out.
Teach them.
I would never type jihad into my computer because I'd think the FBI would be knocking down the door in like 5 minutes.
I wrote a 5,000 word article about leaked nudes from Celeb Jihad. So I'm gonna credit my the only success I've had for garnering clicks to the website as Celeb Jihad. Shout out, guys.
That was their work, too?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's semi-legit as far as, like, celebrity leaked nudes goes. So.
That's all I ask, just a little bit of credit. Give them a little credibility. Jay Cutler is going ham tonight, by the way, boys.
Yeah, we're watching.
Okay.
I mean, this is crazy.
That pass right there, that was filthy. So for those that are listening, obviously we're recording on a Monday this week because as the holiday season gets closer, people have shit to do as the week goes on. So we wanted to get this out to the masses as quickly as possible. So we're recording while we're watching Monday Night Football while working. So
yeah, I mean, it's just the greatest night ever.
Yeah, fuck you, Tom Brady. What's the
Tom who more like?
Yeah, I like what you did there, Pierce.
Yeah,
let's talk a little bit about Tom and the rest of the AFC. We kind of went through the NFC, but we haven't talked about the AFC. Is it really just a two-horse race?
Hey, hold on. Is there a reason we didn't talk about the Redskins? Like, I know they're really bad, but are we what just like we act like they don't exist? Nothing. I was just fucking
okay. I was gonna say, Phil, we're just now getting the AFC, and Philip Rivers stomped the shit out of them this weekend.
They really aren't worth even mentioning.
Yeah, they're totally not worth mentioning. Like, hey, Kirk, you think you're getting $20 million from anybody besides like a dumpster fire of a team?
Hey, if he starts kneeling, Sports Illustrated will pay him.
On his way out as well, if you haven't been careful,
huh?
So Gruden may be on his way out as well.
I'm not sure that's a bad thing. Like, what's he done?
I feel bad for him. I feel like he's been riddled and he's lost some guys to other jobs as well, like a coordinators and stuff.
100%.
I feel bad. Yeah. I don't think it's Jay's fault. I think his front office is inept as fuck. Snyder, how he fired the last GM, slandered the shit out of him. I wouldn't want to work for that cunt bag.
Who, the drunk? That guy was a drunk. McLaren or whatever his name
I would
was?
Argue that Snyder's a drunk. If you look at how he owns and runs his team, that's not a professional way to air someone's grievances when you let him go. You can let him go without letting everyone know in the world that he drinks or that he relapsed. Dan Snyder's a piece of shit owner. A lot bigger piece of shit than a drunk that may be your GM.
Everybody already knew that, though.
That's what I'm saying. So if they fire Jay Gruden, he's just more of an idiot.
Yeah, and you're right. He has suffered from some, you know, his coordinators have left and gone on to become successful. Everybody keeps getting hurt. And, yeah, it just he hasn't had a great go of it in Washington, but I don't think anybody would have during this time. So poor Jay. Like, hey, he got out of the AFL, though. So.
Well, he was the Bengals. He was on the Marvins.
And when Andy Dalton was actually worth a shit.
Yeah, but before that, he was a head coach in the Arena Football League for like 12 years or some shit.
He's also like a badass player.
Yeah, he's good. I'm not talking shit about him. I'm just saying.
When people say Jay Gruden, I've never heard someone be like, at least he got out of the AFL. That has never been the reference I've ever heard in my life.
Well, you've never talked to me about Jay Gruden.
I know why. I don't want to.
Hey, because I go back with motherfuckers, okay? Like, I don't just know that, he coached in Cincinnati as prior stop. No, motherfucker, he coached, like, I don't know the AFL team. I wish
arena teams.
I feel like it was Orlando. I don't know the Predators. Yeah.
Oh, coached hockey?
Oh, my God. I'm pretty sure the Orlando Predators are an arena team. And as soon as I find out that Jay Gruden was like their all-time leading passer and greatest coach of all time, I'm going to shove this in your face so far.
Wait, you're just reading?
You thought I didn't know. You thought I didn't know. No, I'm just now Googling, homie. Why don't you fill some time here while Phil and I look?
We weren't going to even talk about the Redskins, so this is filling time, Bubba.
Yeah, I mean, we can move on. It's cool. I forgot that I railroaded this thing to talk about the skins.
The four-time Arena Bowl champion.
Orlando Predators, yep.
But, yeah, let's get back to the AFC and teams that don't have a fucking clusterfuck front office. Is it a two-horse race between Pittsburgh and New England? Is there anybody else that can compete?
Well, I mean, the Ravens – going into Pittsburgh last night, should have won that fucking game. And their defense, even though they shat the bed last night, is pretty damn good. So I think they could fuck some shit up.
The Ravens?
Yeah.
See, I'm thinking the Chargers.
They've gone into New England before and beaten the Patriots. I think they won the AFC Championship game there to go to the Super Bowl. They could fuck some shit up. And, yeah, the Chargers are hot. but they still aren't even sure to make the playoffs.
You want to hear something crazy? I heard it was about a month and a half ago. It was when the Chargers were 3-6, and you can look it up. Michael Irvin called it. He goes, "Watch this team. They're losing ugly games that they shouldn't have lost, including when that the Asian gentleman who." I don't even know his name. Ching Chang Chong missed the two field goals for San Diego. Michael Irvin called them coming on this streak and was like, watch them win this division or something like that. And I'd have to go find it, and I will. It's a fucking impressive, like, shout out calling it out. And I think San Diego is going to be the team that everyone's going to want to be worrisome about in the playoffs.
Well, they still need the Chiefs to shit the bed, but
they've been doing that very well. Capable. Yeah, they've been
definitely capable.
They've been showing that they've been doing that for a month now.
Hey, y'all ready for a little bit of knowledge real fast?
I'm gonna mute you if you go too long.
Okay, I'm not gonna go long. I'm just gonna give you a little bit of knowledge. For much of their existence in the original AFL, the head coach of the Orlando Predators was Jay Gruden. They call this the golden year of the franchise, as they won two titles in 4 years from 1998 to 2008. John fucking Gruden, baby.
Jay.
Orlando.
Wasn't Jay also an assistant under John in Tampa?
Maybe.
That's his playing days.
For sure. I just really know about his AFL career. That's really what I was
like. The Brian Brom XFL clip. Nobody knows where he came from. Everyone just knows he was in the XFL.
Yeah, dude. I mean, if I was in the XFL, I'd want everybody to know.
Yeah, he was an offensive assistant from 2002 to 2008 with the Bucks.
When didn't he play in the Arena League though?
Yeah, for the 2002 to 2003 season, but it doesn't seem they did too hot.
Oh.
And he may have even done a little player coaching for for Pierce's second favorite team behind Clemson, the Orlando Arena Football League Predators.
Are they still in existence?
I don't fucking know. Who gives a shit? What's it called?
Who gives a shit?
Gold jacket, green jacket. What's it called? But let's talk about some things that did happen this weekend. So we're back in irrelevancy. Carson Wentz goes down with a knee injury right after they clinched the division. Or as they go down, as they clinch the division. And A-Rod just talking about comeback week 15, possibly while the Pack are still in the hunt. Which one are you more excited about? All answers.
Well, I'm excited that we get to talk shit about Aaron Rodgers. I can tell you that. Regardless of playoffs or not, he's back so we can shit on him.
As an NFC team, you should be pretty stoked that Wentz wagon went down as well with a broken leg.
I'm not a biggest piece of shit as you, and I don't cheer for ACL.
I didn't cheer for it, but you got to be like, okay, now I'm least I'm playing Nick Foles. I didn't cheer for it, but you got to be like, okay.
I feel bad for the dude, but yeah, sorry, Eagles. Good luck to you.
It's a real bummer, man. He was having a good season.
He was having MVP type numbers, and I'm not like saying I would like cheered when I saw it or anything like that. But I was like, man,
I bet you did.
A lot of teams are rejoicing.
We know you're capable of that.
Well, yeah. Had they lost and that happened, that means I was still in the hunt for the NFC East. What's it called? With them clinching, I just don't have a dog in the fight. It stings. The Cowboys have a small chance to get in, like a. Our sound effect professional.
Yeah, I know. He's going to be real pissed.
Mic that over. We don't need any more sound effects than we already used.
Hey, don't worry about it. Hey, don't piss off the sound effects.
We haven't even had a good anchor talk tonight, so that one's not even going to be in play, so it won't matter.
Yeah, well, because he's not. He did reverse anchor Auburn last week because he picked the two teams. So Ohio State got fucked. And Auburn got fucked, both because Phil made a prediction that a two-loss team was going to make the playoffs.
That's very well done. Yeah. Good eye. I don't ever give you compliments, and I'm not going to continue, but that's a good one.
Man. What are we doing just complimenting everybody?
Everyone's gotten soft because we hadn't seen each other in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I guess it's holidays. I mean, we did pick on them a little bit, but I mean, that's just common.
Tis the season.
To be jolly. Fa-ra-ra-ra-ra. Rah, 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 rah.
Tis the season to be merry. Oh, that's my name. Oh, fuck.
Man, like, we're rolling tonight, Skip. I tell you what.
All right, so there is a question I heard on KFC Radio, and I'm going to steal this because this is a great question. I think I posed it this weekend. If you could have drinks, and Pierce, you could say bowls or whatever you want to. If you could have drinks with any one Christmas character, who would you choose?
Oh, the Grinch.
Like, you can have Bad Santa, you can have Clark Griswold, you can have the Grinch, you can have the midget from Bad Santa, you can have the dad from Christmas Story.
You should know his name. You shouldn't refer to him as the midget from Bad Santa. You should know his name, because if he was a person, you would know his name.
I've been calling him.
Trying to be all PC bro on you, and then I'm out. Undo it and I said, fuck, I'm an idiot.
Classic. Well done, Pierce. You really just did that one on your own.
Yeah, I
also said Bad Santa. I didn't even call him Billy Joe Thornton or whatever his name is.
Oh, Billy Bob.
Yeah, see? So
that's a good point. You know, I thought about that.
I called them all by their movie names. I didn't call any of them by, I didn't say,
yeah, but nobody calls him the midget. You could have called him the elf.
What time out does it have to be?
I changed my answer.
I'm
stop.
I'm going Cousin Eddie.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Does it have to be him in the movie or him currently?
No, it's what character? Right. Yeah, not the crazy Quaid that's like locked up in a house, stuck in glue. Not that one.
So my initial gut reaction was the Grinch, but I didn't even think about it.
It's fitting for you.
Yeah, because I mean, duh. But anyway, I would pick Buddy the Elf from Elf, because he's my favorite character. One of my favorite characters ever.
Okay.
Ever. Huh? Elf's a great movie. If you hadn't seen Elf, I don't even want to talk to you.
I don't know. If someone hasn't seen Elf, that person needs a little bit of assistance, like in life. Because that person's probably unhappy and probably has some deep down inside issues going on.
I bet E3's hadn't seen Elf. He probably refuses to watch Elf because how good it makes him feel.
If I had a sneaking suspicion, he probably watches all the Christmas movies. Matt Luke, on the other hand, probably watches Teletubbies.
Naughty Elf is what Hugh Freeze by watching all porno.
Debbie Goes Dallas 11. The season. The season.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of fun puns for him, but anyway.
Get a good alliteration going for me.
That's what Hugh's been to. But I digress. Right. I had fun tonight. I had a good time.
I thought that was a good question, but I heard it on the other podcast.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's definitely a good question. So who do y'all vote for? I'm going to go 1A, 1B.
I like
Grinch. Yeah. And then Buddy the Elf.
I think Phil went with Cousin Eddie.
Yeah.
Did you have a 1B or a second place guy?
Solid one-er. Clark Griswold's cool, too, I mean, because he just loves his family, and you got to love
him.
He's
the most suburban dad you'll ever meet. You know?
I would rather hang out with Clark, though, from European Vacation or just regular Vacation. Oh, actually, Clark from Vegas Vacation. That would be the Clark I'd want to hang out with.
1A, 1B would be Buzz.
Oh, Buzz! Nice. I didn't even think about Kevin McAllister.
See, Pierce, you just jumped in with random fucking answers quickly.
Hold on a second.
You didn't even think about
the fuck would
Bill Murray and Scrooge.
Why would you want to hang out with Buzz? Talk about his fucking tarantula. Like, what do you want to hang out with Buzz for? Seriously, what are you and Buzz going to do? Buzz is like 12.
I know exactly what Phil's going to do if that's the case. If Buzz is only 12, I know why Phil wants to get him drunk.
Why? Talk to me like I'm 12.
Point to the doll. Let's go. I'm taking Tim the Toolman Taylor, a.k.a. Santa Claus.
Ooh.
Wait, that's
a good one. That dude.
I think he'd be fun. Yeah,
before he became an actor.
Yeah. The big.
Oh, Tim Allen. Okay. I missed
him. Yeah, I called him Tim the Tool Man because I couldn't remember his real name. But I'm taking that. And then
that's a good answer.
Cocaine trafficking.
Yeah. And then I'm taking the midget from Bad Santa. I think those two guys.
Can we call him something else, please? Anything else? Just call him the elf. He's an elf. The elf from Bad Santa.
Why don't you? No, Buddy is an elf. He is a midget who robs malls.
But midget's just so on PC, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not the preferred. It's not the preferred.
I was just making jokes about Phil raping kids, and you're worried about me using the word midget?
Well, yeah, you shouldn't do that either. We were going to talk about that post-show. But since we're here, anyway, let's call him the little guy.
All right, give me the little guy from Bad Santa, and then give me Tim, the drug trafficking tool man Taylor. And I've got myself a pretty good Christmas party.
Tim Allen's cool.
But there's a couple other.
Meanwhile, Phil and Buzz are hanging out talking about his tarantula, smoking cigs, the backyard by the trash can.
Shit, it's great.
No. They're eating all the cheese pizza too. Like, you thought Kevin had no cheese pizza in the movie? Wait till Phil shows.
And this is our holiday.
I'm done picking on Phil. I'm done picking on Phil.
Oh, man. I think that was a great question. But no one mentioned anything like the Christmas Story crew, any of the like the love movies, like the heartfelt movies, which I can understand. Although Love Actually's got probably a couple strong characters. I wouldn't mind having drinks with Keira Knightley from Love Actually. She could be a runner-up in my book.
I've never seen it.
I'm a big rom-com fan, for those at home that don't know. I've seen almost all of them. But I think that kind of wraps up football, talks a little bit of holiday. We did a little religion talk and a little – everybody learned something today. I now know how the holiday system works for Phil. We know when to get him his birthday gifts before he leaves. And I think the last thing we have left to talk about is Juan Carlos Stanton and Phil's boy.
Yeehaw!
God, man, your team is going to be fucking filthy next year.
We're going to strike out a lot, though, too.
Dude, I don't know what y'all's nickname will be, like Murderer's Row or something like that. But, I mean, you got to have something. I'm going to tune in on a regular basis.
Murderer's Row has been used by that team prior.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that is, I mean, between him, Judge, and Sanchez, that's fucking filthy.
That's insane. It really is.
And I guess you did have to give out Castro, but you have other key pieces around the rest of the lineup that can be beneficial to the team. You know,
like, Yankees are going to be beasts. They're going to be absolute fucking beasts this year.
Of course,
Yankees going to win it all. They're going to win it all. Yeah, I mean, they're just the most their fan base does care.
They're one of three teams that could take on that contract and not really be. Destroyed by
that's it. True. How stupid are the Dodgers? Like, the Dodgers didn't want to give up,
What would they have to give up?
I don't really know who they didn't want to give up. I have no idea, but he wanted to go to the Dodgers, and they were one of the other teams that could afford it. And I mean, they totally just fucked themselves over because I don't think anybody's beat the Yankees. There is not.
I mean, especially in that ballpark.
They're going to roll next year. Yeah, dude.
150 home runs between the three of them.
He's going to hit 70 home runs in that ballpark. Just wait.
Stanton, dude. Well,
he's gonna crush in that ballpark.
Left field is tough.
It's 318 down the line. Still, yeah. Still, no matter
what, he's gonna knock it out of that fucking ballpark.
That guy hits pop flies.
He hit a lot of oppo home runs.
Yeah, dude, he's gonna that little cracker box of a ballpark. He's gonna crank out. Dingers.
I mean, that's why Judge was so fun to watch. If he's playing in one of the the pitcher parks like Petco, I mean, I bet a lot of those don't get out.
What's that lineup going to be? Is it going to be Judge and Judge 3, Stanton 4?
Yeah. And then Sanchez.
Judge, Stanton, Sanchez.
Sanchez! I forgot about Gary.
2-3-4.
Oh my God, y'all.
No, it'll be 3-4-5.
No, Gary was batting 2 last year. Gary batted 2nd for a lot of the year last year.
Gary also didn't play the whole year because he can't catch any kind of ball that's thrown at him.
Yeah, Gary's a badass, dude. Don't you talk shit about Gary Sanchez.
Next year.
Yeah, he's going to be DH.
That's fine.
The corners of your defense will be.
God damn, they're going to fucking hit some home runs. It's insane. Like,
they're going to win every game 10-9 or lose 10-9.
Yankee overs. If you ever take a Yankee under, you should just fucking move to Norway and never bet on sports again.
Them and the Sox will probably have like a game that's like 17-15.
Oh, the Yankees will have multiple games next year where they score, in the teens. Double digits for sure. Absolutely, both sides. It's going to be awesome.
So, yeah, that's a little prequel to what is to come with our baseball group getting together in April, maybe doing some spring training vacation or something cool like that. But I think that kind of wraps up. I mean, fuck, is there any other moves? I know someone told me in a group chat today the Red Sox are trying to poach Schwarber from Theo and the Cubs. So yeah, they're trying to make moves to kind of keep up. But
didn't he hit under 200 last year?
He got strikes out a lot. A lot. But yeah, the winter meeting started today, so you're going to start hearing about – by the time we come on again, there's going to be all sorts of baseball rumors out there and moves made. And it's hot stove season, baby. It's going to heat up. It's going to heat up. Yes, sir. It's going to heat up. Oh, Coach O, going to heat up that gumbo. Eat that shrimp. Oh, yes, sir. Go Tigers.
We did rip on him a lot tonight. I feel bad. Coach O, if you're listening and you want to come on and talk real slow to us about your cooking technique as well as football X's and O's, we'd love to have you, Coach.
I mean, if we could get him and Matt Luke, like, we could even make a test ourselves and get them to each take it.
Shit, we could. And, how many fingers am I holding up? Should be more than enough.
Oh, we're definitely putting who are the presidents on.
I feel like it should be more like trading Billy Bob from Varsity Blues, that it has to be, everything has to be true, false. Like, Billy Bob, is it 5 o'clock or is it dark outside? And he's like, true, it is dark outside.
Like, man, I kind of feel like Coach O might fuck that one up. But.
The lights from the Tiger Stadium make it look real bright. It could be day. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers, go Tigers, go Tigers, let's go, Tigers, let's go.
Yeah, so I think we kind of covered everything in our week back. We will be back. I enjoyed myself as well, and we'll be back next week with a long episode. Look for it to probably be recorded either on Monday or Wednesday as well because of travel plans and non-Gentile holidays. So,
Phil's going to be spinning that dreidel next Tuesday, y'all.
You better bring us some good. Bring us some lots of old stew.
Dreidel spin. Hey, do you have a record for dreidel spin?
I'm telling you.
If I was Jewish, I would totally have a record for dreidel spin. I'd probably be better at it than you do. I'm Gentile. I'd probably be better at it than you. Can you bring a dreidel next time you come over here?
I think my dad has some at his house.
Oh, my God. I got to see
one. It sounds like we should all just go to Phil's house, talk to Phil's dad, have some pizza.
Oh, my God.
And then maybe spin some dreidels while we record next week.
Okay. Well,
we gotta make sure Phil's dad has got to be there, though. Otherwise, I'm out. If he's not there, I'm out.
We'll make sure Phil's dad's there so we can maybe get an interview of Phil as a kid and get some dreidel spinning in and maybe some.
I bet he knows his record for dreidel spins, Phil.
Oh, dude, I guarantee he knows his record for dreidel spins. No, your dad probably does, though.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know if
y'all would have dreidel spinning contests, I don't know what kind of Jewish family you got. I make everything a contest. I just thought you spin it. Does it like hold gold inside of it?
I thought it was chocolate on the inside. Like you open it up and you eat it.
Unfortunately, I mean that's how that terrible of
a religion. That's how little you paid attention.
Yeah, okay. I don't give a shit about either religion. So
okay, that's cool. Oh, look at this guy, man. The Patriots defense is pissed off. The guy's like, we are losing to the Dolphins. Jay Cutler is making us look like shit. It's 27-7. Yeah, I said Jay Cutler. The guy didn't even want to play. 27.
He only played this week because they were playing at home. He wasn't going up there to that snowstorm. He would have bailed. He would have quit a while ago.
100%. 100%. Well, I had fun. I got to get this roast out of the
oven. All right, listeners, please don't forget to go subscribe, rate, and review 5 stars. Tell us what you don't like about Phil's holiday traditions, and tell us maybe who you would have beers with. Sorry we stole your shtick, KFC Radio, but it was so good I had to. Don't forget to go sign up for the ESPN Pick'em Pool. Don't forget the group's called L&O Podcast. If we want to make it a gambling thing, we can do some side bets on Venmo. Leave a review. Tell us what you want to gamble about. We're usually down to gamble on anything. So we appreciate it. Hope everyone has a great time, great week, and happy holidays.
Rebs. Hootab.
Hail State.